All right, I think we're going. I think we're here. I think we've done it. Finally. Hello. How's it going? I am thrilled to be here. This podcast has been several years in the works. Like, I'm pretty sure I bought this equipment in 2019. No, probably 2020, 2021. I don't know. I don't really know what time is anymore. But I'm fucking here. I'm doing it. I have literally recorded, posted, deleted three different podcast ideas. Three different ones. And I just never felt really authentic with any of them. They all were pertaining to facets of my life, but they weren't. They just didn't feel like it was all of me, real me, 100%. And I feel like if I'm gonna put something out there for random ass people to listen to, not that you're a random ass person, but I feel like it should be authentic. If you're gonna listen to somebody talk by themselves for a long period of time, I would hope that you're getting the real version, the most real version of that person. And so here we are. Hi. Oh shoot! I'm Rachel. I am your celiac stepmom of your celiac stepmom's podcast. And yes, that is but a cute pet name for myself that I've come up with, except usually I coin hot in front of it. Your hot celiac stepmom. No, I don't have an ego issue. But I do, in fact, actually have celiac disease, which, if you don't know, is a gluten allergy, which I was more recently diagnosed with that, and that sucks, but it's okay. And I am also in real life a stepmom, and I've been a stepmom for coming up on 6 years, I want to say. I think, again, I don't really understand time. And that's a very, 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 very big part of who I am. And I think that's why every time I did a podcast that like pertained to like my job, which is also really fun. I teach pole dancing and I'm also a health coach, personal trainer, fitness coach, whatever you want to call it. And every time I talked about the things that I do for work, I do feel very passionate about because I do it for work and I do what I do because I love it. But I never felt like, again, I was being 100% authentic because there's so much more to me than just like fitness. Like, fitness is just like a itty bitty tiny piece of who I am, and it might be what I've been monetizing for a decade, but it's not everything about me. And when I kept circling back to like, what's the biggest thing about me? I think it really comes down to like, I am freaking everybody's stepmom. Like, I'm everybody's stepmom. Like, that's what it comes down to. People come to me for advice about literally everything, like quite literally everything regarding like cooking and body odor and how to deal with their own parenting and all of that stuff. And that's what I love. That's what I really feed into because I've worked really hard on my own parenting skills. I've worked really hard on reparenting myself. I go to therapy and I have for a long time. And I don't know. It's just something that I think is really true to me. So this podcast is going to be about, it's about me. Again, no ego issue here. No, I think it's going to be about just parenting and about what my life kind of looks like, because like I said, there's so many different facets to it. I mean, there's fitness, there's the celiac aspect, which is cooking and living with an allergy, a severe allergy, which is a hoot, I'll tell you. There's relationships and friendships and navigating conflict, because if you are a stepmom, that is a big piece of it. And I also, truthfully, on the stepmom side of things, know that there is not resources out there for stepmoms. There is not. There is not non-toxic resources for people who are dating people that have children. And it's so common nowadays. Like, it's, I feel like in the dating, I have friends that are dating and it's so hard for them to find someone to date that does not have children. Like, it's just kind of like the norm now. And there's still no resources. I had a stepmom. God, when did they get married? Oh my God, I don't even know. I've had step parents literally since I was 3 years old, and I know back then it wasn't as common, but it's still like, why are we here today and there's no fucking resources? Why is there no place for a stepmom to go to feel safe to talk about what's happening in her life? And so I want to be something for somebody, and I hope that I can be just a place for someone to feel validated, even if you're not a stepmom, even if you're not someone dating someone with kids. Maybe I can say something to you that's going to speak to you and perhaps make a difference in your day, because that's really my goal with this. The other goal is I just like to fucking talk, bro. I'm a chatty, chatty gal, and I really like to make people feel accepted. I like to voice my opinions. They are rather strong. I like to make people feel important and loved and heard, because I think that that is very super important. I'm a mental health advocate. I will fight for anybody's mental health because it's super important and you're worth it. I am a sex work advocate. That is something that not everybody agrees with, but here we come with the strong opinions. I don't really fucking care. They're people too. Just gotta throw my cat. Oh, I'm so sorry. You were supposed to land on your feet. I'm an animal lover. I love the absolute shit out of my kids, and they have taught me so much. I feel like they've taught me more than I've taught them in the past, coming up again on 6 years. And I am just really grateful. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself in this episode. And then moving forward, we'll just kind of chat around, and maybe I can keep your ear. Okay, let's get into the dirt. Let's talk about me and who I am and what I do and why I do it. So, like I said, my name is Rachel. I am from Michigan, and which is probably why you might think I'm drunk. I'm not, actually. I haven't drank in 2+ years. I wouldn't consider myself a sober individual. Well, I do currently, but I don't typically consider myself a sober individual. I just don't partake in the drinking festivities anymore. I just really chose not to do that. Not that that is a super important personality trait of mine, but you know, maybe I can relate to somebody on that. I am a stepmom to two boys. I have been for coming up on 6 years. They are 10 and 12, and they are quite literally the best kids that I could have ever asked for. We've grown up a lot together, and I don't think they realize that, but we've done so much for each other, and I am beyond grateful to have such amazing kids. They really are like just good quality children. Like, you see a lot of bad kids out there nowadays, and mine are not those. And I have a wonderful husband. I've been with him 6 years this year, and we are currently pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm doing all the work. And I'm early stages with that, with my own little nugget. So I won't forever, well, I will forever be a stepmom. That is true. But I am slightly upgrading. I do get to be someone's mom, which is also really exciting because that's going to be a little bit of a different experience. Sort of, I mean, in the way that I do treat my kids as if they were mine. I am very much so a hands-on stepmom. But I don't enforce, like, I am your mom, because that's very much not me. But we'll get into that here in a minute. So I guess that'll be a different experience. That, and I've never had a baby because I met my sons when they were 4 and 6. So I have young child experience, but I don't have infant and toddler experience. So that'll be fun. I truthfully, there's nothing in this world I can't handle. So when people are like, "Oh my God, you're having a new baby, baby, baby," I'm like, "It's fine. I've already kind of went through the emotional development stages with my two sons, which I think is probably really one of the harder ones." And then we're into the early teen stages, which is also tricky. So I will. I think I'm doing okay. But that's fun. We're doing that. Pregnancy is hard. Would love to talk about that at some point, because that has been quite quite the roller coaster for somebody like me. I'm a very go, 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 go person. Clearly, I talk 400 miles a minute. And it has been humbling in the way that it has put my ass down. And if you don't like that, that's tough because you don't really get a choice in the matter. So that's that. I am a fitness and health coach. I have been for a few years now. I also mentioned that I teach pole dancing. I've done that. I've danced myself for a decade. I think over 10 years now. Might be 11 years. But I got into pole fitness when I was fresh teenager, and I fell in love with it because it was something that made me feel very strong. It gave me a lot of autonomy. It gave me a lot of self-respect in the way that I was like, oh my god, I could beat a bitch's ass if I needed to. It made me feel really strong. And so I loved that. I think a lot of people look at pole dancing and they look at it for like the sexualization of it, and that's just never really been my bag with it. I mean, it was my bag at one point. You do what you gotta do. But also, I feel like I shouldn't be teaching strippers if I didn't know what stripping life was like. So I quite enjoyed that. That was a good time. But I've been doing that a long time. I transitioned to personal training a few years back just because obviously pole dancing is a niche and not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody's comfortable with that, and that's totally fine. It's not for everybody. But I think personal training and like just learning how to move your body to use it, like literally, like to be able to bend down and pick up your kids or to continue your construction job, or just I work with a 70-year-old professor and he is just so that he can continue moving. And so I think it's anybody can take the time to learn how to use their body. And I think that's really important. And I love being able to access more people and change more people's lives, because it's not just I'm not your, if you want to lose weight in 60 days, I'm not your girl. That's not for me. I'm going to teach you how to change your life so that you build good habits, so that you can eventually, without me, continue life, you know, sustaining those habits and sustaining a positive life. And I'm very against restriction. I'm very against like beating yourself up. Like, we're all about love, awareness, acceptance, and just mindfulness, really. Like, when it comes to your body, there's so much shit your body can do, and a lot of us have neglected it. And there's this, oh my god, society. I could go on for days. I'm sure I will at some point. But I am not the pill pushing kind of person. I'm really about what can you do that's a lifestyle change that's natural first before you just start popping pills and meds. Obviously, there are some scenarios where medication's required. I'm not against that at all. I just am like, okay, well, are you doing anything, or are you just expecting somebody to give you the easy way out? And that's where we might butt heads if you're that kind of person, because that's just very against everything in my being. I, like I said, am a mental health advocate. I've struggled with anxiety and depression my entire life. I had a bit of a rough upbringing, and so that definitely wore me down quite a bit. And so I had to do a lot of work on myself. I still have to do a lot of work on myself. I'm nowhere near perfect. And that is something that I take really, really seriously, because I want to be able to help as many people as I can in this life. I think that is my sole purpose here on this earth, is to help others in literally any way fucking possible. And so I think that doing the work on yourself so that you can do that for others is really like the point. I think that's the whole point in life, truthfully. And so I'm really big on, you know, if you need to be on meds, get on meds. If you need to go to therapy, go to therapy. Like, you should be doing some serious, like, upgrading and leveling up, I think, every year. And if you're not, then you need to take a look at where your life is at and how you feel about your life, because I can probably guess how that goes. Anyhoots. I'm a sex work advocate. I feel very strongly that sex workers are people, and obviously that comes from the pole dancing side of it. and I will get into a physical fight with somebody about that because I just hate dehumanizing people in literally any way, shape, or form when it comes to, like, racism, homophobia, like, yeah, just dehumanizing folks is really fucking dumb. I don't think anybody has a right to do that, and I don't like it. So, that's that. If you're a person, you're a person. Be a person. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel like that's a big topic for me. But, oh yeah, and I have celiac disease. That's a big one too. So if you don't know, celiac disease, like I mentioned earlier, is a typically severe gluten allergy. I was diagnosed way late in life. Apparently, they typically diagnose you when you're like 4. And I've just had tummy issues my whole life, and nobody picked up on that. Nobody thought that was worth looking into. So here we are several years later. I got severely sick and had to get an endoscopy, colonoscopy cocktail, which I don't recommend. Not super fun. It was fine. I'm just a big baby. And they're like, oh yeah, you have celiac disease. And I'm like, what? What is that? What do you mean? What do you mean I can't eat gluten? Because I 1000% was one of those people that when I worked in restaurants and people were like, it can't be gluten, I like would roll my eyes, you know? I would absolutely like do what I needed to do. Like I wouldn't just like give people bread when they didn't need it. You know, I made sure I followed the rules, but I definitely was one of those people that was like, another gluten-free person. And here is my karma, and that's fine. I deserve that. I definitely deserve that. Excuse me. So, I've had to make some major adjustments in my diet. However, I was really set up for success because I had to make those adjustments after I became a licensed nutritionist. So it was a lot easier of a transition than it could have been had I learned it previously to me, you know, getting educated in nutrition. And so that's something that I love to talk about, is giving people tips when it comes to figuring out your diet and figuring out like food allergies. I mean, because it definitely can be really tricky, but you're not supposed to feel like shit every day. Fun fact, if you get chronic headaches, you know, if you have chronic stomach problems, if you are nauseous a lot of the time, that is not normal, and you need to figure that out. And if you don't feel confident in the doctors on your team, which if you're in America, I can't really blame you for that, but if you don't feel confident in that, there are a lot of things you can do on your own and then present that to a doctor in order to get a diagnosis. And hopefully you have a good one that can at least listen to you. So that is something I really enjoy talking about too, because that was quite the trick, and I am also a celiac that I still feed my kids gluten, because obviously I didn't birth them, so it's not very likely that they also have celiac disease. However, my husband definitely has an intolerance, if not a celiac. He just hasn't been tested. So he's gluten-free with me, but I have to take all the extra precautions because I can't do cross-contamination, which is a whole different thing. Anyhoots, but that's another very large facet of my life. I love to cook. I taught myself to cook. I don't understand people that don't season food. That doesn't make very much sense to me. I have clients that are like, oh, I was raised in a, you know, salt, pepper kind of household, and that was it. And I'm just like, what? What do you put on your chicken? And they're like, oh, I don't. And I'm like, gross. Oh my God. Let me teach you some shit. So maybe we'll dive into that one day as well, because I love to cook. I love to season things. I one day aspire to go on MasterChef and feed Gordon Ramsay and our Lord and Savior, Joe Bastianich, something that I season, because I'm very good at it. And I really enjoy cooking. I think that it's a very mindful practice for me. Another thing about myself, clearly I'm long-winded and don't mind talking about myself for long periods of time, is I am a spiritual person, I guess you could say. I am not religious by any way, shape, or form. I was raised Catholic, but I never really got along with that. That didn't really make much sense to me, even when I was like a six-year-old. Practices of a sorts. And so I just like to call myself a spiritualist because I do look at God or the universe as something that I communicate with pretty frequently, and, you know, I feel like there's a greater power of some sort, and I don't really need to put my finger on it. I just know that it's working for me and not against me, and I try to encourage others to have that perspective, because once you shift life looking at that, you tend to have better things happen. So maybe we'll talk about that one day, maybe we won't. I'm not very pushy of my own beliefs onto others when it comes to that type of thing. So, but I am about, you know, being nice to people. I will shove that down your throat till I die. I don't think that anybody should be a dick or have the right to be an asshole. I think that that's shitty. And so I feel like 20 minutes is a good place to stop talking for now. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble about myself. I hope that you are interested in continuing. I hope that you like me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really care if you do or not. But thanks for being here. I'm really excited to talk more about life and what mine looks like, and hopefully give hope to somebody else. And holy shit, we did it. So thanks so much, and I'll catch you on the next one.